You're listening to Matt Tales, 40 years of gay adventures, a journey of sex and truth. Belt. I open the brown clock case on my father's dresser and find the keys to his gun cabinet. My parents are out for the evening, and I'm old enough to be left alone now. My stomach begins to churn, and my cock starts to get hard as I walk down the hallway to the back room, through the open door, and to the gray-painted cabinet, putting the tiny key into the lock and opening it. My father is an auxiliary policeman in our small town, and inside are his police pistol and leather belt, large, with a nightstick, handcuffs in a snapped-on case, and an empty gun holster. Since I've started masturbating, passing this cabinet has brought new thoughts to my head, and I've been waiting to be alone to pursue them. I'm almost shaking as I hold the thick, heavy belt in my hands, and I unzip and lower my jeans, and my cock springs out. I start to rub the belt against my cock and balls and make it harder. I remove the handcuffs. I've never felt a pair. I place the keys to the side and wrap one of the metal cuffs around my left wrist and click it shut. A surge goes through me. My face is flush, and my breath becomes heavy as I click it a little tighter, then tighter. I take the other cuff and wrap it around my cock and balls and pull it carefully closed. Click, then tighter. Click, then tighter. I pull on the metal chain that connects the cuffs tightly with my cuffed wrist, and the pressure turns me on. I begin to jack off with the cuffed hand, and in just seconds, I come all over in white streams, hitting the cabinet, the floor, and both cuffs. I stop and lick the cuffs clean, and remove the one on my wrist, letting it hang between my legs, leaving the other one around my balls. I pick up the belt and pull it around my waist, as tight as I can, and push the clasps into a hole. It feels so good, my cock is hard again in less than a minute, and I walk down the hallway and stand in front of the mirror in my parents' room. This is so new and so secret that my head is spinning. I take the nightstick from the belt and run it across my nipples, then lick it and place it down behind me, pushing it against my hole. When I move, the leather stretches and creaks, and it's the first time I've heard that sound, and I'm so turned on, I'm close to coming again. I push the stick up into my ass and splatter another load all over the mirror. I pull it out, go down to my knees, remove the belt, catch my breath, and close my eyes. Holy shit, I say, over and over.
You're listening to Matt Tales, 40 years of gay adventures, a journey of sex and truth. Come more than once for more stories. Go to matttales.com, follow me at Matt Tales Gay Adventures on Instagram and Facebook, or DM me at matttalespod@gmail.com, and we'll talk about making a tale of our own.
You're checking into Sex Club, Matt Tales After Hours. I'm Matt, your host and the creator of Matt Tales, 40 Years of Gay Adventures, the autobiographical erotica podcast. In Sex Club, I'll talk to guests about gay sex through the last 50 years, from cruising and phone lines to apps and cams. You'll hear tales from other guys and get to tell your own. Each episode will include a live moment, because you should never leave Sex Club until you get what you want.
She runs out to the car, I rolled down the window, I said, I need to tell you I'm gay, and I rolled up the window and drove off.
If tying me up and pounding the shit out of me is work for you, then don't answer my ad.
All over Manhattan, I mean, you had sex clubs, you had the piers, you know, with all the warehouses.
Exciting and thrilling, and you know, and it's, you know, it felt like something new, like you were like I was having sex for the first time again.
Never before had jockstraps turned me on, but now, fuck, it was hot.
You know, I just wanted him to sort of take me away and just love me and give me a life and have sex with me.
It's very secluded, like in the bottom floor of some old building that no one really uses anymore.
And then we'd be out all night at these clubs because the music would just play until 4 or 5 in the morning, and then you'd go out to an after hours place.
Sex work to me is, I mean, it's work. It's called sex work for a reason, you know?
Once you let people know who you are, they'll come to you. Like, your people will come to you. And the ones that don't, you don't want them anyway.
Oh.
And guys, it's just guys fucking, and that's all it needs to be.
Someone's like, what does your Prince Albert taste like, Rocco? And I'm like, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
What's cruising? How do you cruise? Like, what would you tell them?
Finding a safe space to stare someone down.
There would just be this natural order of storytelling.
You can find new Sex Club episodes coming soon, hard, and more than once.